And we're here in the St. Paul's Anglican Church in downtown Halifax with pianist Sagiv Ur, a pianist with gypsophilia and also a solo pianist who's performing in the upcoming Out Like a Lion concert series put together by Jazz East here in Halifax. Sagiv, welcome to CKDU. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good to hear the piano here in the church. What do you think of the sound?
It's great. It's pretty big, and the piano's great.
Have you ever played here in the church before?
Nope, not this one.
Tell us about the venue here. St. Paul's Anglican Church is beautiful on the inside. What was the idea behind using this venue?
I saw some projected video here during that night art festival.
Nocturne,
that's it. Yeah. I was thinking Nuit Blanche, but yeah, Nocturne. And so I knew that it can work, and then it turns out that it has a great piano. There's something interesting about projecting silent films at a church for some reason. I think it's sort of an interesting combo, and the venue was clearly open to having stuff projected here, which was cool too. So it made it an interesting choice, I think.
Yeah, it certainly provides more of adds to the visual backdrop of the music, because not only are you watching a movie, but you're also taking in the feel and the visuals of the inside of the church, which are pretty striking as well.
Yeah, and there's something also about watching silent films are already take you to a different kind of place and time, a different context visually, and in terms of the culture, they're in a different cultural context, and so having a venue that has a strong presence of its own is a nice thing to have. Together with that, I think it works.
Let's talk about that culture of movies from another time. I think silent movies really sum that up, or really are that. They're so far out of what we've seen, or even our parents have probably seen. Where did the idea come from?
I've done live accompaniment for silent movies for years. I did a lot of it when I lived in Toronto. There was a guy there who had a huge film print collection, and he would screen things, and I sometimes did stuff from his collection. I've done a lot of, I used to also do live improv for theater groups, and so there was already, I was kind of familiar with the sense of playing along with visuals, and playing along with a dramatic line, and playing along with somehow underscoring and scoring the kind of emotional tones that happen in a dramatic piece of any sort. So it wasn't a big leap from there to do silent films. And I've also, I work a lot with dancers, and I do music for dance. And people like Chaplin and Keaton were great dancers. So it sort of fits. It made a lot of sense in that regard. And it's interesting to go to the roots of something for me occasionally. And the roots of contemporary film, they have many roots, but one a big branch of them is certainly silent film. One of the films that I'm going to do in the matinee, for example, is a film by Chaplin called 1 AM, and it's a sort of a short, medium short. It's about half an hour. That's the longest piece I'll do during the matinee. And it's basically a solo. It's him doing a solo performance throughout that half hour, and it's very, that one is particularly slapstick, or well, a lot of physical comedy. And if you watch somebody like somebody who does stuff now, that say Jackie Chan and his use of props, you can trace, not that he's imitating some necessarily, but you can it's interesting to compare that to this incredible use of props also the Chaplin does in that film. The film is sort of the stars of the movie are Chaplin and all his props, and one prop takes him to the next one. I might also do some films by the Lumière brothers, which are some of the earliest films ever made, with sort of one shot, no edits, 50 seconds long, little vignettes, and they were just filming the world around them.
Why don't we do a performance now? So this is for our radio listeners, to kind of simulate the projected movie. Sagiv came up with this fabulous idea to read out segments of a children's story, and that Sagiv will accompany them on piano. Do you want to say anything before we start?
I think just that, I guess what I'll do is sort of analogous, to what I do with the film. And I might, to kind of guide or tell a little bit about what I'm doing, I might hook on to a particular word, or I might hook on to sort of the overall sense of a particular sentence or specific action, or combine actions, sometimes play against it or play along with it. So let's give it a...
Excellent. Go. Two men clear a site on a hill to build a house. They cut down every bush and tree in sight and plow over the environment. This noise, Bunny Fufu cleaned up. Suddenly, she too sat up startled and listened spellbound. Bunny Fufu was looking for her brothers, but when she found them, they were talking to their parents. Joe and Kate were puzzled. They did not know what to make of their children as all of them stepped out of the house. A bird alighted on the limb of a birch tree, pecking at a careless insect crawling on a leaf. Bunny Fufu motioned her brothers and parents to follow her. Arriving at the edge of the brook, they stopped. Rapper and Bully Scrapper were as busy as ever, but Chance, Paul, and Bunny Fufu paid no attention to them or to the noise they made. Fufu's face glowed and her eyes sparkled. lively hands accompanied every word that came out of her mouth as she sputtered and burst into the conversation. That was Sagiv Ur live in the St. Paul Anglican Church downtown Halifax, doing a little sneak preview of accompaniment to children's stories. The story actually was by Uwe K. Kaufman from Wolfville, Nova Scotia, called Old Man Mr. Hill. We just read bits of the narration. But that's a little taste of what listeners will get this Saturday. So Saturday, March 27th in at noon, there's a matinee for children in St. Paul's Anglican Church downtown Halifax, and also an evening performance at 8 p.m. I believe, in the same venue. Sagiv, with the last few minutes left, I want to talk about your style and sort of inspiration. You play a lot of different styles with different groups and solo as well, and I wanted to ask you about improvisation and how that works into your work. How much of what our listeners hear this Saturday will be improvised on the spot? How much of it is composed? And where do you draw the line?
I was going to say it'll all be improvised. But then now that you mentioned the line, I don't really know. I don't know where I draw it. But it will be, I'm not coming into doing the films with a plan of what I'm going to play. I used to sometimes come up with a plan of what I might play, and have a whole lot of little fragments that I wrote down and shrunk, photocopied, and pasted on a big billboard in front of me to look at as backup, and then I found that I never even looked at it. So I might think about ideas and then they're just sort of there. I think the process of it is more important than actually having the specific plan. The process of possibly sometimes looking at the film, just thinking about it, thinking about musical ideas, which then I may or may not draw on at the time, or I might draw on them not when I planned to or would have expected to. Definitely there's times when I play for film and I end up surprising. I'm surprised by what comes out. And there's sort of a delicate and fun negotiation between the momentum of the music and where a melody wants to go, where harmonically or rhythmically it wants to go, and where the film is going. And occasionally there's moments where I feel like I'm not sure how is it gonna end up. Because it looks like they're diverging, but I just sort of have to trust that if I keep coming back to whatever the instinct is at that moment, it somehow, let the unconscious work out the details, and it works out somehow.
Is this Saturday's performance a big departure from the type of performance you've been doing lately?
I don't think so. It's different from not playing with film, but there's something about improvising there's a common quality to improvising, in terms of, I suppose, being willing, among other things, being willing to abandon plans. And just sort of listening to what's going on. And with a film, that includes visually listening to what's happening and the vibe in the room as well, which can affect things. And that adds to the fun of it as well.
Yeah. Sagiv, I want to thank you for coming out to do this interview with CKDU 88.1 FM.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, it's been good to have you. So again, check out the concerts this Saturday during the Out Like a Lion Festival at noon. There's a children's matinee at the St. Paul's Anglican Church, and at 8 p.m. in the evening, another performance for adults. Sagiv will be accompanying some silent films. And Sagiv, do you want to end us off on a final track?
Sure.
Okay.